This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
First, the concerts, now the 2D experience. Beyoncé's concert film Renaissance comes out this Friday, and Taylor Swift is releasing an extended version of her film for at-home streaming beginning December 13th. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Pamela Henson, a self-proclaimed Swiftie, didn't make it to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, but she did make it to the Eras Tour film.
Everyone was dressed up, and some of them, you almost had to do a double take because they were exactly like the album cover. I mean, to the T.
Henson is director of media at Marcus Theaters, which has locations in 17 states. She's seen the Eras Tour film multiple times, and she says every time, people can barely stay in their seats.
We don't want people to be quiet and put your phone away. We want people to get up and dance as if they're at the Eras Tour concert.
Marcus Theaters will also screen the Beyoncé film, with prizes for attendees who are best decked out in silver outfits inspired by the singer. Michael O'Leary at the National Association of Theater Owners says between the big screen and speakers, concert films are making going to the movies a special event.
The theater is a place where you can recreate that kind of concert-like feel.
O'Leary says after more than a month, the Taylor Swift movie still consistently ranks in the top five for ticket sales. Movie theaters share those profits with distributors and filmmakers, but many also capitalize on the moment by offering fun merchandise and themed drinks. And theaters retain most of the profit from those sales.
It's really no different than if you were to go see a concert live and you see the people kind of queuing up to get a concert t-shirt or a sweatshirt.
Not every artist will draw the same kind of movie crowds as Beyoncé and Taylor Swift. But Daniel Loria at Box Office Pro says even if a lesser-known artist is going on tour, it makes sense to invest a little extra to put out a film.
And I think it redefines the potential of having on-demand live events being recorded and being remarketed down the line for a separate audience and for a separate revenue stream for these recording artists.
He says that's especially lucrative since artists earn less money from people streaming their music and more money from touring. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.